91X News.
It's minus 12 and mostly cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Selena Steele-Clo. Three local athletes will be on the national stage when the 2016 Special Olympic Winter Games open in Cornbrook, Newfoundland. Adam James, Kai Freeland, and Diana Roebuck of the Quinte Blades Speed Skating Club are among the 200 athletes that will compete for Ontario. This is a qualifier for the 2017 Special Olympic World Winter Games in Austria. The Canada Games run from March 1st to the 5th with 800 athletes competing. The Quinte West OPP made a proposal to dedicate three bridges in Trenton. QNET News reporter Mallory Day has more.
The three bridges to be named include the Wooler Road Overpass, the Highway 401 Bridge over the Trent River, and the Glenn Miller Road 401 Overpass. They would pay tribute to three fallen police officers. Detachment Commander Michael Reynolds is the one who brought the idea to council.
I thought it was important as a detachment commander to honor them, not so much in death, but in memory of what they contributed to the community. And I thought it was most appropriate to have three bridges named after them. So that's what we've applied for. And we'll be working through the Ministry of Transportation to get that the final approval.
The three fallen officers are Constable Blair Campbell-Brown, Constable Mark Houlden, and Constable James Bigby. Campbell Brown served in the 1930s, while Houlden and Bigby served in the 1970s. Mallory Day, QNET News, Belleville.
With recent news that three golf courses in the area are being sold, some have wondered how this might affect tourism in the area. Doug Stevenson, the director at Bay of Quinte Tourism, doesn't think it will be an issue no matter how it ends up.
I think, you know, regardless of what happens with these courses, what's important is to note that we're very strong when it comes to golf in the region. It's a big tourism draw.
It has been reported recently that the Oak Hills Golf Course will remain open for the golfers following the sale, but the other two courses' futures are very much up in the air. And although golf remains a huge part of the tourism in the area, Stevenson thinks Quinte will be just fine, even if it does lose two or three of the courses.
All of a sudden, we're becoming a premier destination in southeastern Ontario for people to visit because we've got 1,200 kilometers of waterfront. We've got rich history in agriculture. You know, we've got over 30 conservation areas, lots of outdoors. We've got scenic drives, new craft beer. Prince Edward County is the fastest growing wine region in Ontario. You know, we've got all of these assets that people want to come and see, and they want to come back again.
It's old news now that a casino will be coming to Belleville, but not everyone is in favor just yet. Bevan Hamilton has a story.
Reverend David Mundy doesn't envision the new casino will be good for the Belleville area. In fact, he doesn't want it here at all.
From our standpoint, we would be happy if the council changed their minds and decided that there wasn't going to be a casino at all.
Mundy, who pastors Bird Street United Church, is most worried about problem gambling.
But I think it's really necessary for council to start now, a year to a year and a half before the casino opens, to work with public health, with the agencies in town that are already dealing with addiction issues, to actually assign some counselors and maybe recruit some people from the broader community to look at the issues of problem gambling.
Mundy met with the council and the mayor to express his concerns and said he hopes it means the city will respond with an extensive plan to make sure it's less of a problem by the time the casino finally rolls around. Bevan Hamilton, QNET News, Belleville.
Three Oaks shelters and Urban Escape Cafe are joining together tonight to showcase women's art. Michelle Poyer has the story.
Urban Escape Cafe in downtown Belleville is hosting Expressions of Women tonight to raise awareness of violence against women. Jennifer Lohner is the training and education coordinator at Three Oaks Shelter and Services and one of the organizers of the event. She says violence against women happens in every community.
We're just hoping to get women together to tell their stories through their art, through their poetry, and give other women the chance to come alongside to hear those stories, maybe from that share their own stories, and just give them a venue to get together.
The event will feature artwork and poetry by only women, but everyone is welcome to attend. Expressions of Women is taking place tonight at Urban Escape Cafe from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Michelle Poirier, QNET News, Belleville.
The government is no longer preparing to house a sizable number of refugees at the military base, the Canadian Forces has confirmed. Bases in Mirefort, Borden, Petawawa, Trenton, and Montreal have been removed from the state of high readiness, leaving only Kingston available to house refugees. The two remaining bases are able to house approximately 3,000 refugees. The Liberal Remain commented to seeing the refugees count to hit 25,000 by the end of February. That's QNET News on 91X. Sports is next.
The Belleville Farmers Market is 200 years old and still going strong. Come on down and see what the hardy winter vendors have, like locally grown winter vegetables, apples, microgreens, meats, vegan veggie burgers, home baking, freshly roasted coffee, maple products, honey, health products, preserves, crafts, and so much more. Visit Jackie, Paul, and the rest of the vendors. Open year-round Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday at Market Square on Pinnacle Street across from the bus terminal at 8 a.m. Belleville Farmers Market for fun, freshness, and local flavor.
QNET News Sports. Almost all the NBA biggest stars will be heading to Toronto for the All-Star Weekend. Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green of the Golden State Warriors will be playing for the Western Conference. So will Oklahoma City Thunder duo Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook, and once again, Los Angeles Lakers forward Kobe Bryant, who will play in his 18th and final All-Star game before retiring after the 2015-2016 season. Kobe Bryant did get a warm goodbye from the basketball fans in Cleveland, but his LA Lakers lost to the Cavaliers 120-111. Bryant says he's looking forward to getting some much-needed rest during their All-Star break.
I feel horrible, seriously. Like my ankles, knees, everything. Like the stretch couldn't come at a better time. Like it's my ankles hurt, my knees hurt. So I'm looking forward to like having a complete week where I just do nothing.
The Leafs begin a six-game homestand tonight with the game against Edmonton. Toronto has gone 3-9-2 in its last 14 games. The rest of the schedule has the Philadelphia, the Avalanche in Ottawa, the Boston at Winnipeg, and the San Jose home to Calgary. Boston overcame two late games to defeat the LA Clippers, 139-134 in overtime. Celtics guard Evan Turner says he even enjoyed the high-quality game.
It was cool. I think it was basketball players making plays, you know, and keeping the game close, and it's just a fun game.
Professional wrestling star Daniel Bryan says his head is not okay after numerous concussions over his 16-year career on the mat. Bryan announced his retirement this week. With reporter Jess Palmer has more.
The hashtag Thank You Daniel Bryan is filling up social media this morning after the WWE fan favorite announced that severe concussions are forcing him out of the ring. Now he wants to be a role model for others at risk.
A Mayor Series lacrosse team is coming to Cobourg. QNET News, William Peru has more.
After 13 seasons in Kitchener-Waterloo, the Kodiaks lacrosse team will be moving to Cobourg. The Major Series lacrosse team's bid to relocate to Cobourg was approved by the league's board on January the 24th. Kodiak's owner Alan Orth has owned the team for 11 years, and he says that despite some interest in keeping the MSL team in KW, a lack of business relationships and fan support forced the team to relocate.
We have experienced over the last 3 to 4 years a declining support from a fan perspective, and also declining support from local businesses and in the way of sponsorships and advertising monies as well.
He added that they did not initially plan to move the team, but became interested after the Kodiaks took part in a game in Cobourg in June of last year.
They got asking more pointed questions about whether or not I would be interested in moving the team to Cobourg.
The Cobourg Kodiaks will play their home games at the Cobourg Community Center. The modern facility seats 2,500, and the team will continue to play Sunday afternoons during the season. William Prue, QNET News, Belleville.
Send us your team or legal scores. Email qnetnews@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, mainly sunny, a windshield of 20 kilometers per hour, gusting to 40, high minus 9, and a windshield of minus 25. Tonight there will be a few clouds, low minus 11. It's 4:10, it's minus 12, and mainly sunny. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Selena Steele-Clough, QNET News, and I'm news on 91X at 5.